Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. As floodwaters in our area recede, the creative work of local artists reminds us that a new day is upon us. The downtown art crawl featuring 7 galleries throughout Monroe and West Monroe this Thursday, June 2nd. Ann Bloxham Smith is with the Downtown Art Alliance and joins me in studio for a preview. Ann, welcome back to Land Yap.
Hey, Tyler.
You know, I always get excited when you come because it's really funny. We never make it through all of the galleries because there's always so much featured in these.
There's a lot going on. There's a whole lot going on. And just to so people won't be confused, we do have 7 galleries this time for the crawl. Normally we have 8, but Garrett House is undergoing some renovation this time. So they're going to be closed just this one crawl, then they'll be back.
Right, and people will have a lot to look forward to that new improved Garrett House coming up, I'm assuming, in August.
That's right, that's right. Right.
And let's talk about some of these other galleries that are going to be featured.
Oh, well, it's a lot going on, I tell you. This is part of the new Music on the Bayou Festival. That's one of the things going on at the Palace Gallery on Desired Street. At about 6 or 6:30, they're going to start a concert there. I looked through the list of musicians. These are composers from all over the world that are coming in to present their brand new original music, and that'll be going on at the Palace. And also there'll be the normal sort of art exhibit there. There's a painter, John Edelhuber, whose personal iconography is it's very interesting to look at his work. The sort of a shorthand that he uses in his paintings to show his relationships with the people that he loves. So that's going to be very good. Edelhuber was born in Arkansas, but now he lives up in Nashville along with his family. And so he'll be down here presenting that artwork. So there's going to be a lot going on at the Palace this time.
Sure. And also one gallery people always look forward to is the Upstairs Gallery. This time around, you're featuring a group of Ruston artists known as the Women's Art Group. What can you tell us about them?
Right. WAG, the Women's Art Group. This is a group that is showing more than words. So the idea is this is quite a group of artists, and they're expressing their connection and communication that is often only possible through 2- and 3-dimensional visual work. So it's an emotional sort of presentation that just shows what you can communicate without words.
Mm-hmm, sure. And when people hear about an event like the Downtown Crawl, they may think about, when they hear local artists, they may think about adults. But the one great thing about the Art Crawl is you guys also feature the work of students in the area. Students from Louisiana Tech are going to be there.
That's right. Over at the Big Room Gallery, Rick Sykes is the curator there, and he's working on his Master of Fine Arts at Tech. And so two young women who have just graduated with their MFAs are going to be showing work there. Whitney Trisler and Tess Stickney, both local girls, and they're going to be showing both paintings and wall-hung sculptures there at Big Room. And I've seen the exhibit. It's already hanging, and it's one of the best. It's really, really good. Also, if you have been to the Big Room in the past, you know that there's always good food and drink there.
That's right. And and you're going to have to help me with this next one. Is it Arinder?
Arinder okay. Gallery, yes.
This one is going to be great because you also have an artist who is going to be featuring some solo work.
That's right. This is a one-woman show at Arinder Gallery. She's going to be giving an artist talk at 6:30. And I love this work. It's wonderful. It's called Humble Clay because she says that there's nothing to keep you humble like clay. So the way that she puts it, I have a quote here, there's a lot of humility in clay. You try to control it, but as soon as you think you've developed some degree of mastery and you let your ego get the best of you, clay will always find a way to humble you. So I think that's pretty cool.
Wow, great lesson to take from that one there. Now let's talk about the Sugar Gallery because I hear they've got some pretty sweet things going on there.
They do. Scott Stone, I've got to bring this up because Scott is one of the favorites Fritz that used to be at Sugar, and he's back. So up on the balcony area at Sugar, Scott will be there with his scenic photographs as well as decorated guitars. So that is pretty cool stuff. Scott is a great favorite of many of the crawlers, so they'll be glad to see him back. Also, Leah Reitzel is going to be debuting work there. Melanie Douthit will have her birds and florals and abstracts. Mary Thompson, Berg Ransom, Stacy Medaris. So all of those, you know, that's a big gallery, and they have a lot going on.
All right, and then let's talk about the River Gallery.
Yeah, Deborah Hurd is the featured artist for June, and Deborah's work includes pencil drawing and oil painting, but her goal is just to bring beauty into everything that she paints and draws. She does beautiful work, but there are close to 30 artists at the River Gallery. It's a co-op, and it's the largest and oldest art co-op in the whole state. So we're really proud of the River Gallery and their association with the Crawl. Also, you know, there's music, there's food and drink always at the River Gallery.
That's right. And with 30 artists just at that one location, people could get stuck there if they're not careful.
Yeah, that you surely could. You
right.
surely could.
Well, Ann, I think we missed out on one gallery. I think it's the Rumo's Gallery.
There's going to be large-scale portraits at Rumo.
All right, and KEDM will also be at Rumo's Gallery.
They're going to be at Rumo, yeah.
They can come check it out there. Well, we made it through all the galleries, and so we definitely achieved that this morning. Ann Bloxham-Smith joining me in discussion about the Downtown Art Crawl this Thursday, June 2nd, featuring 7 galleries in downtown Monroe and West Monroe, starting at 5 p.m. and ending at 9 p.m. Real quick, Ann, how can people contact you for more information?
They can go to our website, which is downtowngallerycrawl.com, or they can go to our Facebook page. Just look at Downtown Gallery Crawl.
Right. Ann Bloxham-Smith is with the Downtown Arts Alliance and joins me in studio. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Find this and other Land Yaps on our website at kedm.org.